So one of the, as I said yesterday, one of the main principles, the main ideas behind meditation practice is that it's supposed to be a pleasant thing. It's supposed to be something nice, right? It's supposed to be a sense of well-being. You feel relaxed, you feel at ease, you feel good about yourself. Ideally, you also want to have some joy and happiness coming up in your meditation practice. It's all about a sense of well-being, feeling good about yourself. And this is, in a way, the foundation of all meditation practice. And if you keep that in mind, throughout these 2 days, that you want to have a sense of well-being, of ease, then it's going to go. You're going to basically get something out of this retreat, regardless of whether you get any states. Forget about the states. Forget about whether you have any insights, all this kind of stuff. That's nothing. Just focus on the fact that you feel good about yourself. You feel relaxed. You feel at ease. You feel more peaceful. You feel more, good-hearted. All this kind of thing. That's what you really want to feel. And if you keep that in mind, then that gives you a guideline for whether you're doing the practice right or not. If you start to feel that things aren't going right, you start to feel tense, right? And then you know that you have to do something else. You feel that kind of thing, the sliding in the wrong direction, you start to feel really angry, right? If you feel really angry doing meditation, you know that things aren't quite right. If you start to feel, one of the signs, some of the people are afraid of going crazy during meditation practice. It shouldn't really happen. It should be impossible. But the reason why it happens sometimes, occasionally, is either because you already have a latent tendency to psychosis already in your mind, and if you have that, then meditation can kind of make that worse. Or the other thing is that you use too much willpower. You force yourself to sit long periods of time. You go through pain, all these kind of things. And after a while, you start to feel deluded and confused. It's as if your mind, you lose your clarity, you lose your sense of direction, lose your sense of what's going on, and you get more and more confused. So if you find that's happening in your meditation, you're moving away from the good states and moving towards the bad states, then please make a change. Don't just keep sitting, keep doing what doesn't work. So this is, it's very basic, it's very, very obvious really, it's very pragmatic. You always want to move towards a sense of well-being, a sense of happiness, a sense of something positive inside of you, not something painful, confusing, angry, full of desires, all this kind of stuff. So if you find that things aren't going right, then get up, get up from your seat, do some walking meditation, and if you have to, go and get yourself a cup of tea upstairs. All this tea available, and biscuits and things available at the top. So please use that for your own benefit to make sure that you are relaxed and your ideas. Are there many beginners here who haven't meditated much before? Okay. So especially when you're a beginner, it's very important that you've had that sense of ease. If you have a sense of ease, then you will find that meditation becomes a blessing for you, something that you can take with you into the future. And you can keep growing with the meditation. If you start off having lots of problems, chances are you will say, this is terrible stuff, this kind of meditation business and Buddhism or whatever. It's really bad news. I'm never going to come back again in the future. And this happens to so many people, actually. So last night I talked a little bit about sitting meditation. I'll talk a little bit about walking meditation today to give you that balance, the other side of things, how to do walking meditation. And essentially, the things that we do in walking meditation are pretty much the same as what we do during sitting meditation. It's about, again, feeling the ease, feeling a sense of peace, feeling good about yourself. So how do you choose what to do? There's many things you could theoretically do during walking meditation. You could watch the breath. Watching the breath is a classic kind of meditation practice. Usually that's very hard during walking meditation. Another thing to do during walking meditation is watching the sensation in your feet. So you feel the feet as they touch the ground. So first of all, you find a nice place for yourself. If you want to walk indoors, it's very good to do that up here. There's some nice rooms up here for walking meditation. Or I also recommend going outdoors, getting a bit of fresh air. If you don't feel too cold, it's very nice to go outside. Beautiful weather outside. Very nice environment here. Beautiful. Reminds me of Norway. It's very much the same feeling, right? The Nordic kind of forest. Very, very beautiful. So use that. Have a little path for yourself, maybe about 20 meters long. And then you just walk back and forth on that path. You come to the end. And when you come to the end, you just turn around slowly. And you walk back again, back and forth. And while you do that, if you feel like doing so, you just watch the sensation in your feet as you walk along. Not use any force, not use any power. but a very gentle watching the sensation in your feet. You feel the feet, right, as they touch the ground. You feel the foot as it comes off the ground, as it moves forward and it touches the ground again. And very gently, you follow that sensation as you go along. That's a great thing to do. And this is the sort of meditation you should do if you feel that the sitting meditation is going well, if you're becoming peaceful, if you feel that you're getting, you know, getting a sense of joy and happiness in your sitting meditation. This is then what you naturally do while you do walking meditation. And the reason is because if the sitting is going well, it means that you're moving towards a state of calm and a state of samadhi. Samadhi means unity of mind, right? Unification of mind. You're moving towards that, and you want to keep doing that during your walking meditation as well. It's a continuation of the same practice. This is the first way to do walking meditation. But I often find in myself is that sometimes when I want to get up, I want to do something else. I don't want to continue with a samadhi practice. I want to do something else very often. Maybe I feel a bit restless, or I feel a bit tired, and meditation isn't going so well, which is very, very common. Please don't feel bad if you're not the perfect meditator. It's okay not to be perfect. So the idea is, if things aren't going well, or things aren't going perfectly, or whatever, then get up and do something else. And what I recommend very often in walking meditation is just to walk back and forth. Again, you find that stretch of ground, maybe 20 meters, 30 meters long. You walk back and forth, and you don't do anything at all in particular. All you do is just enjoy being in nature, right? You enjoy the beautiful peace. This room is great. We'll feel it afterwards once you start meditating, but the feeling in this room right now is very kind of peaceful and wholesome feel to this place. And the same thing in the forest. You just feel the goodness of being in nature. You feel the peace, arising in your mind. And just by feeling that, but not doing anything in particular, you actually start to become peaceful and nice. And often that's important, because if you push yourself too, it's very hard to avoid pushing yourself in meditation. So you're just learning to relax, essentially, by doing this kind of thing, by walking meditation this way. These are two ways. So one is then the focused meditation. One is just the non-focused meditation, where you just walk back and forth and enjoy the peace of the place. And the third thing to do in walking meditation practice is to contemplate, to think about something. This is also very useful. Sometimes you find that you're sitting here and things aren't going very well. And if things aren't going all that well, then sometimes it's good to direct the mind by contemplating a particular issue. Now, one of the things which is it nice to contemplate, I'm going to do some readings, sutta readings later on. Sometimes it's nice just to contemplate those suttas. The suttas are the teachings of the Buddha, right? I'm going to read them out. Just contemplate those. See if they make any sense to you. And when you think about these things, they tend to sink in at a much deeper level. That's very useful. The Buddha always says you shouldn't just listen to these things and get up and sort of walk around afterwards. You should actually take them on board, reflect on these issues, reflect on these teachings, and then they start to become really meaningful to you. This is actually a very important part of the practice. So please do that. But otherwise, I think there is a simile somewhere in the suttas. It says that there is different types of wisdom, and one type of wisdom he calls lap wisdom. And lap wisdom is like it's like a person sitting down and you have all these jewels in your lap, right? And then as soon as you get up quickly, and all the jewels in your lap, they just fall off and they spread out like that. And this is like the person, they listen to a Dhamma talk, they listen to a teaching of the Buddha, and then as soon as they get up, they forget all about it and just walk off and do something else, right? That's lap wisdom. It's a bad kind of wisdom. Not recommended. So use that for contemplation. Contemplate the suttas, or contemplate something else. You can contemplate all kinds of things. One contemplation I like, this may be a bit challenging, some people find it really challenging, I find it very useful, that's a death contemplation. Remember, you're going to die, right? If you do it in the right way, it's a very peaceful and very beautiful way to reflect. You think about the fact that you're going to die. Well, if you're going to die, then what is really important in life? And all the little kind of all the irritations of daily life, all the desires of daily life, all that stuff tends to fall away in the face of death. Are you going to be irritated with somebody on your deathbed? If you're about to die, are you going to get angry with somebody? That's the last thing you want to do. On the deathbed, you want to be peaceful. You're leaving this world, right? You're out of this world. You don't care about this world anymore. You don't get angry with people. You don't get upset. You don't have desires. You don't think about the next relationship you're going to have. You don't think about the next house you're going to build, because it's all irrelevant. This world, you're putting it behind you. And because of that, it's not meaningful anymore. So death contemplation, this is very brief, just a very brief introduction to this topic. But it's a very useful way of calming yourself down. If you find it hard to become peaceful, it's actually quite useful. But only do it if you feel comfortable about it. If you don't feel comfortable, then there's no need to do the death contemplation. So these are the three things that I recommend you, and the way you decide which one to do, whether it's the focused meditation of watching your feet, whether it is just the walking back and forth and feeling the peace, or whether it's a contemplation kind of meditation practice, the way you decide which one to do is to know yourself. You have to know your own mind, know where you're at, know what you need, basically. So if your meditation is going well, then you do the focused meditation. If you feel a bit tense and you can't really relax properly, then just walk back and forth and just enjoy the peace. If you find your mind is kind of drifting all over the place and you're thinking about the past and the future and you have all kind of fantasies about all kind of stuff, then do some kind of contemplation which makes the mind more peaceful and more calm. So this is how you decide how to meditate. It's always about being pragmatic. It's a very pragmatic path. It's about getting towards a state which is preferable, getting towards something more peaceful, getting towards something more kind, something better. That's what it's all about. Okay, so I think that's maybe enough for now. So we'll do about half an hour's meditation together, and we'll continue with the sutta afterwards. I'll do a little bit of guidance maybe for the first meditation today. One of the nice things when you close your eyes and you kind of shut the world outside is that your body becomes quite prominent. You start to feel your body very well. So focus on your body first of all. Make sure that you're nice and comfortable. You don't have any aches or pains. And you feel reasonably relaxed. please don't start off with any kind of meditation object straight away. Leave the meditation object aside for a while and just learn to relax first of all. To start off, continue with feeling your body and make sure that you feel absolutely 100% relaxed before you take up any kind of meditation object whatsoever. Just feel the body. Feel if you have any tension anywhere, any tightness, any pain, whatever. And if you feel any tension anywhere, relax first of all. And one nice way of relaxing is to imagine yourself breathing in through that tense area. If you feel that your shoulders are tense, imagine yourself breathing in through the shoulders. The muscles expand, and then when you breathe out again, everything relaxes just nicely. just keep on focusing on the body again. Don't go forward too quickly, just allow things to happen by themselves. And the way that you know that this part of the meditation is finished and done with is when the body kind of fades into the background. When the body is no longer important, when the body decides to disappear because it is so comfortable now that it is not important anymore, that's when you know you're just right. Just feel that feeling and what it feels like when the body starts to disappear, when the body is no longer important, when there's no pain nor pleasure, the body is neutral, and when the body is neutral, there is no business with the body anymore, there's nothing to be done with the body, and just feel that sense of liberation and freedom that comes from that. This is the first benefit of meditation practice. the body is out of the way, when the body is no more a problem, then the next thing to do is just to learn this idea of being a passive observer, just allowing everything to be. Remember, there's no right and wrong in this kind of meditation. There's nothing that should be done. All you need to do is to observe and be present for whatever arises in the mind or in the senses. If you see things arising, you see a thought coming. You don't judge, you don't say this is right or this is wrong. You just allow it to be. And as you allow it to be, it just stops by itself. And you just observe the stopping of the thought. And then you continue observing. Another thought arises. You don't push it away, you don't do anything with it. You just allow it to be. It stops by itself. And then you feel tired. You allow the tiredness to be. You don't fight it. You don't push it away. You don't try to be awake. And you just wait for the mind to become bright again. And the same thing with everything in the mind. You just allow it to be. And you learn to be passive. You learn not to be an actor, just an observer. practice in this way, just observing whatever is happening here, you'll find that there are times when you feel more peaceful. And when you feel peaceful, just focus on that peace and see what it feels like. And relish it and enjoy it and see how beautiful it is just to have nothing really happening. All you do is feeling peace inside. And the more you relish, the more you enjoy that feeling, the more powerful it becomes and the more your mind inclines in that direction. So try to feel the peace. And this is the path to even more peace in the future. Outside, don't allow yourself to be disturbed by the noise. All you do is you allow the noise to flow through you. No resistance, no irritation, nothing at all. It's just noise. It's just the way the world is. And when you accept it like that, it doesn't leave any residue or any problem in the mind. And then you can continue your meditation without disturbance. coming to the end of this meditation. But before I ring the bell, just ask yourself, how do you feel right now? Do you feel better? Do you feel the same? Do you feel worse? Always ask yourself about the causes and the reasons why you have reached the place where you are now. Try to look back. Never evaluate your meditation while you do it. Always do it afterwards, when you've finished. And try to understand. And the one thing that is good to understand is to understand this idea of peace always coming, because you're letting and allowing things to be exactly the way they are.